Ladies and gentlemen, good day, and welcome to Q3 FY24 earnings conference call of Mindtree Medical Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Dr. Pranav Thakkar from Mindtree Medical Limited. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Pranav.
Thank you. Thanks a lot, and good afternoon, friends. It's a, you know, pleasure having all you on the board, and we are very excited that, you know, we have published our first Q3 results after IPO, and this was a very, you know, first of its kind exercise for all of us because it's first-hand experience post-IPO, and we are thrilled to say that, you know, the quarter has given an immense result, and that is the boost from the IPO, which we got it in our business. As we all know that, you know, we are into the hospital business, and we run the hospitals for years now, but this was altogether a different experience of going for the, you know, IPO in the public, and people have supported us overwhelmingly, and we are obliged and thankful to them that they have given us such a good response. But at the same time, our responsibility is also increased to, you know, keep their trust and faith in line, and we are thriving to do that on, you know, day-to-day basis to run the organization, to showcase the performance, as well as, you know, we need to maintain the quality of healthcare services. At the same time, we need to expand in the region as well as outside the state also. That is the aim at the end of a day. So we are thriving on that, and we are committed for our quality care and the growth path of the Mindtree Medical Limited. And quarterly results are also very encouraging, which we can discuss. But you know, there are a couple of things which had been developed in this quarter right now that, you know, we have acquired Tulip Health. And another good news is we have received building usage permission for our upcoming Valsad unit, and we are expecting our hospital license to begin the hospital soon. So these are the two good announcements which we are expecting in the coming time. And not only in terms of growth, but now in terms of the opportunities also, you know, we are thrilled that, you know, people are approaching and looking at us for the, you know, management or the operation bandwidth with this activity. And now we could establish ourselves in the system very well after this activity, and which can be very well shown in the, you know, results of third quarter. So thanks again for the all support which had been extended and the trust and faith put in us by the all our stakeholders and investors. So thanks a lot. And now the forum is open for the, you know, question answers or any queries. I'm happy to answer that.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking the question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for the moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Dhruv Pisa from Mavira Investments. Please go ahead.
Thank you so much for taking my question. At the outset, I would like to congratulate the management for posting such good numbers and having such great set of numbers. I would also like to thank the management for hosting a call, even though being an SME company, and I would like to thank Palak Agarwal for the call. So my first question is, the ARPOB that I am seeing, that you have increased your ARPOB by 30% on a year-on-year basis, but it is still low if we consider the other hospitals. So where do you see your ARPOB going 2 to 3 years down the line? Or how do you plan to improve that ARPOB?
Good things, and thanks a lot, sir, for appreciating the efforts. But as we all know that, you know, we are a SME company, and another thing is the hospital size. Bed size is also medium bed size, 125. So the things are that, you know, we are genuinely doing advanced tertiary care, and the quaternary care like organ transplant, robotic surgeries and other high-end radiotherapies, which are still yet to be, you know, added in the kitty, which will increase your RPOB, and this incremental revenue of the RPOB are seen when, you know, we are trying to rope in more, you know, complicated surgeries or the advanced surgeries and the critical care activities, which are, you know, high paying activities for the hospital. And particularly after the IPO, we have, you know, started focusing on these activities, which will be yielding more and more revenues to the hospital, and the RPO would be incremental. At the same time, we are talking to our, you know, current landlords for expansion of the current unit. So once that unit, once our current unit at Vesu Surat would be expanded, we'll be starting transplant and other high-end healthcare activities, which will increase the RPO by at least, you know, 30% more. So we are aiming that once we have come up with that facility, RPO should be in the range of 40,000.
Okay.
Yeah, sir.
And my next question is, in the new in the new services that you are going to offer, what is the, I mean, how will you maintain the quality of services? See, for example, there are a couple of hospitals or a couple of doctors which are very well known for a couple of services that they provide. So going forward, if you are entering into such premiumized, or what do we call such services, such difficult treatment, so how do you wish to proceed in those treatments?
Yeah, there are you know, a couple of things when we want to assure the quality of services. First is the clinical skill expertise. What you were talking was clinical skill expertise, like, you know, some doctors from the community would have that niche or the brand name in the community, so that people will approach them from by them, and they will get the all referred and complicated cases because of their clinical skills. So at present also in the, you know, like clinical excellence department, cardiology, cardiac surgery, then the neurosurgery, critical care activity, we have identified our star doctors who will give the services to the patients, so that patient will get, be getting the clinical expertise of the topmost quality from the city. So that was first thing. Another thing is we are NABH accredited hospital, full NABH accredited. And in that, we all know that, you know, full NABH accreditation, we are following certain quality norms, and they have a stringent quality indicators which needs to be followed up every month on month. And there are committees to be formed and the meetings to be conducted regularly. So that also we are complying. So that is another part of the healthcare quality. And the third thing is training of the staff, because that is also a very important part. As and when we add new services, as and when we want to add certain parameters in the services, we need to be, you know, having the staff who can cope up with those standards and the implementation part. So for that, we have enrolled ourselves with the Madelon, which is an online platform wherein our staff can take up the, you know, pre-training test, post-training test. So effectiveness can also be monitored objectively. And that's how we train our staff for the new services, as well as the achieving new and new benchmarks in the existing services. So all three parts we are taking care: clinical skill expertise, another thing is the accreditation and the quality indicators, and the third thing is the staff training.
Okay. In the staff training, I had a meeting with the management of Artemis Medicare. So in had a regular policy in which the top doctors or the main doctors of the hospital, they used to come together in a week, and then they used to evaluate the the necessary tests or the necessary services that were given to a patient, and if there was any discrepancy between the services given. So that was discussed there. So what happens is, whenever the patient comes, they know that no unnecessary treatment would be done on them. So do you maintain any such training part on from your end to the doctors?
Yes, sir, of course, because when I was talking about the NABH, that truly speaks about that. That is the superfluous investigation, unnecessary medications or the medication errors. So these things we are monitoring regularly, and we are discussing through various committees which we have formed, and the doctors are very well integral part of those committees. And even we are doing clinical audits and the medical records audit. So in that also we can find out the lacunas, if any, for the, you know, good evidence-based medicine and medicine practice. And the other thing is the, anything which is prone to erroneous things, we can identify upfront and we can prevent it by trainings or the other corrective and the preventive measures.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you throw some light on the Tulip Health that you have bought?
Sir, as you know, the hospital gives mainly a therapeutic bandwidth, and in Tulip, the main focus is preventive as well as rehabilitative care. So in Tulip, we are having good diagnostics, advanced diagnostics. We have tried to put up everything under one roof in terms of diagnostics, like routine pathology and the radiology, that is X-ray, ultrasound, everybody is having in the diagnostic center. But we have tried to put in color Doppler, we have tried to put in mammography, there we are doing orthoscopies, there we are doing, audiometry, there we are doing uroflowmetry, then we are doing EEG, EMG, NCS. So these kind of advanced tests which are not usually available in one diagnostic center, we have tried to put in. Another thing is we are doing elderly care there. So it's a novel concept and the innovative concept in the city that promotes the, you know, our heritage value of combined families, not nuclear families. We have n number of old age homes now mushroomed across the region. But, you know, this concept will give you the feel that, yes, we want to, you know, have that complete family with us. And whosoever requires any assistance, that we provide assistance in the, you know, transient care. Like if somebody is ailing in the family, or someone is of extreme age, somebody is medically challenged or room bound or bed bound, then what we can do is, if we want to plan a vacation, if we have to, you know, hastily or hurriedly rush to somewhere, and we are in worry that what will happen to our kin. So in that case, either we need to find out a caretaker whom you can put it in the home, or else you have to find out a shelter where you can put them in the, you know, and both of that has having the own advantages, disadvantages, like putting up a caretaker all alone at the home. So you need to put up a CCTV camera, physical abuse, theft, these are the issues coming up. When you put them in the relative's home, then the obligations would start coming in. They will not feel comfortable, kind of stuff. So that kind of hesitation will also be going on. So in that case, they can put it with us. They can put them with us, and we will take care of them. We have medical officer, physician, nurse, physiotherapist, dietitian, and the food. As per the dietitian advice, we have a recreation hall. We have a communicator there. So he or she will be, you know, communicating with them only on one-to-one basis for their issues and their, needs. So this kind of innovative concept we have introduced at Tulip. And we have introduced even IVF, which is upcoming medical branch at Tulip. So last 2 months we are doing IVF also there at Tulip. And these kind of concepts, which are not very well accommodated in the medium size of the hospital, we have tried to put in at Tulip. And now the, you know, we are trying to expand Tulip services also, once we have acquired it. So that is also going on. So besides the hospital therapeutic angle, we are trying to focus now on preventive and rehabilitative part, as well as the elderly care part, which is now coming up and the need of will be the need of an hour for our young generation.
Okay, thank you for such elaborate answer and really an interesting concept that you have brought in the medical, the healthcare system, actually, I must say.
Thank you.
Coming to the financials, what kind of growth rate are you expecting over the next 2 to 3 years?
So next 2 to 3 years, there are a couple of things. We will be increasing services, we will be increasing beds, and in terms, our revenue growth shall be in the current units, we are expecting 20-25% growth on year-on-year basis. And in terms of services and the beds also, we are expecting growth factor, which I told you already that in the existing hospital, we want to expand further 70-80 beds, depending on the specialty and the services which we will be designing. Our Valsad unit will be coming up, and few more opportunities are knocking at the door. So as soon as we will be able to, realize those opportunities, I think we'll expand our capacity also.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much, and all the best for the future.
Thank you.
So much.
Thanks a lot, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Harsh Raj Jadeja, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning and good afternoon, and congratulations on such a good result.
Thank you, sir.
My first question is, how sustainable is your average revenue per bed? Like, how sustainable can it go in, like, if we say 5 years?
Sir, ARPOB is always a sustainable, and where we are sitting with the services in the region, the ideal ARPOB range would be, around 30,000 only. Yeah. So ARPOB sustainability should not be a question, because we are, putting up more and more advanced services and planning more and more advanced services. So ARPOB growth shall be there in coming years and should be sustained enough.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Harsh M from Chris PMS. Please go ahead.
Congratulations on a great set of numbers. I just wanted to understand that, what is the current status of the Valsad hospital? Have we received all approvals? And
yes, sir. I have told you, the building usage permission has already come, and Bombay Shops and Establishment Act, which is very essential part and first and foremost statutory compliance, which we need to have. That is expected, and last couple of weeks we are expecting in week time. So this is high time now. We will be having that shops and establishment. Once that will come, we will start our soft operations and other statutory compliances side by side.
Okay, got it. And
yeah.
All equipments, etc., are already in place.
Yes, yes. That we have already ordered and started to install.
Okay. And the NABH approval is at a hospital level, which you all receive, right? So then that.
Yeah, that is for individual infrastructure. So we have NABH approval for our VESU unit, and once Valsad unit will come up, we have to apply again for the Valsad unit.
Okay, and that takes typically 6 months.
6 months to a year.
Okay.
Because after 3 months, only we will be able to apply, and the process itself is a 6 months process.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
And typically you get insurers also approved at a hospital level, or the
Previously we need to have the tie-ups with the insurance companies and third party assurance, TPAs, administrators. But now, with that new IRDAI regulation coming in, now every hospital which is more than 15 beds, they can have the automatic cashless facility for their patients, provided they will, intimate them for the services before 48 hours. So now that part is also eased off.
Okay.
Greatly eased off.
Yes. The next question is from the line of CA Vikas from Acorn Tree Group. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, Dr. Pranav. One thing I want to understand, right now, what is our occupancy level is there and what is our average length of stay is there in the Surat Hospital?
Sir, our average occupancy in this quarter is 50% and average length of stay is for 4 days.
4 days is there. Reason is that we are more in the general surgeries and other things is there.
No, we are more in the, you know, tertiary care. So, average length of stay is 4 days. And which is very well with the, you know, industry standards. So,
Generally, the industry standard is a 3.25 to 3.4 is there.
It depends on the specialty mix and the center of excellence. So, if you have a prominently or predominantly a neuro care, critical care, then your average length stay would be a little higher. If your services are predominantly in the surgery part, like joint replacement, arthroscopy kind of services, then your average length of stay would be a little less.
Correct.
Yeah.
In our case, it's a mix of all the structural care. That is the reason is a 4 days average length of stay.
Huh? Sir, I did not get you. Can you repeat?
Yeah, reason is that we are the tertiary care, so all the mix of the surgeries and
procedures. We have all mixed kind of stuff, wherein we are doing cardiac surgery, we are doing complicated neurosurgeries, we are doing, you know, very good critical care services. So their average length of the patients would be a little higher.
Yeah, TPA parts you already cleared in my friend is there is already asked regarding of this Ayushman Bharat.
Yes,
the prominent scheme is there, central government. So whether any kind of impact is there in Gujarat and whatever your future expansion in the Maharashtra?
Sir, we have also insurance model going on in Gujarat, and you know, there will be difficult phases, eased out phases in the Yojanas anytime, and that we are also facing the same in the Gujarat, that sometimes, you know, you will have a delayed payment cycle, sometimes you will get good payments out of it, but the end of a day, you know, for our size of hospital, it is a hardcore reality in fact that we have to live with it, and we are trying to cope up well because you need to have that perfect revenue mix in the services. So anytime you cannot be solely dependent on this yojanas, otherwise you will lose your path and you will be fumbled then. So we are keeping our revenues checked every time when we plan a revenue mix. So that's how we can cope up with the yojanas.
Okay, so right now our revenue mix is a 50-50 or 60-40 kind of thing is there?
Sir, our Yojana revenue is in the range of 25% and rest corporate and other stuff is 20-25%.
Then 50% is a cash patient is there?
Then 50% is out of pocket expenditure patient.
Okay. And your future plan in the this you mentioned on the presentation in the 6 districts is there. Whether it is the same size of the hospital you want to be expand or it's a more or less you are comfortable?
No, sir. It will be more or less. We usually do the area need based study, and then we plan the services. And all the hospitals would be practically multi specialty hospitals. But only thing is, center of excellence is maybe different for the different city. So that's how we plan, and typically our bed size would be anything between 70 to 100, or at the most if some city has the potential and the unit has the potential, then we may go between 50 to 70. Otherwise, this is the standard size we would like to operate.
Okay, that means 50 bed, because whatever
50 to 100 bed is the comfortable bed size for us.
Thank you.
As that was the last question, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Pranav Thakkar for closing remarks.
Thanks a lot for showing such a great interest in the company, and we are also very excited to showcase our performance in terms of quality as well as in terms of the financial. So this was highest ever quarterly result which we have observed in our history, and thanks to NSE and thanks to all our investors, those who have put in trust and faith and given us this an opportunity to perform in excellent way. And I must thank all my patients and all my other stakeholders, including employees and doctors, who have contributed in this phenomenal growth so that we could achieve 34% higher year-on-year revenues. We could have the PAT of 1.57 crores positive from the negative year-on-year last year. PAT margins are 30%, 13%, so which is also positive. ARPOB we have achieved highest as discussed, that is 30,000 rupees. And earning per share has also increased 2.84 post bonus. So again, this is the highest ever quarterly result we have also seen in the organization. And that is because of our doctors, our patients, our investors, and our all other stakeholders which you have put in trust and faith in our services and the performance. So thanks again, and thank you for holding and good moderation of the activity on the call. So thank you. Thanks all.
Thank you so much, sir. On behalf of Maitreya Medical Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.
Thank you.